Good morning, Glenridge family. I recently read an article in the New York Times titled "The Scramble to Pluck 24 Billion Cherries in 8 Weeks." And this year, over the June, May, June, July, there was a massive harvest in the States of cherries, one of the biggest that they've ever had. And what's interesting is when you harvest cherries, each cherry needs to be picked by hand. And so there requires a massive workforce to go out and to pick the cherries. But over COVID, during the lockdown time in the States, they cancelled some of the immigrant visas over that period when the cherries were being needed to be harvested, and the workers who would come across the border to pick the cherries were unable to come. And so there was a great panic, and they were scrambling to try and find workers to pick the cherries. And actually some of the cherries were damaged and rotted because they weren't picked at the right time. And I was reminded when I read this article, I was reminded of the scripture that has been on my heart over the last few months, from Luke 10 verse 2, which says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field." And someone showed me this scripture a few months ago and said that they have set an alarm at 2 minutes past 10 for every day. And so I decided, no, I'm going to do that. 2 minutes past 10. I set my alarm every day, and when my alarm goes off, I pray and I ask God to send workers into the harvest field. And I've been doing and praying this. I just take a minute or two just to pray. And so this scripture, when I listened to a preach the other day on the scripture, and it's God has really been speaking to me about this. And in John 4 verse 34, it says, Jesus says, "My food is to do the will of the Father who sent me. Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest." And the first point that I want to say to you today is open your eyes and look. Look around you. Look where God has placed you and see that the harvest is ripe. It is ready. It is the right time now for the harvest to be reaped and to be picked. And open your eyes and look and see the lost. See the people around you where you work. Look at your family, and see those who do not know Jesus. And it's like Jesus is waking us up and reminding us and showing us to look at the harvest and to see that it is ripe and ready for picking. And my second point then is to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest field. And we can take this as an opportunity when we see this harvest that's ripe and ready. We can ask the Lord to send us out as his workers to go and reap the harvest. And you know what I love about the scripture? It says that he is the Lord of the harvest. So our job is not to worry about the harvest. He is the one who makes the harvest. He is the one who looks after the harvest. He is the one who makes the harvest grow and come out in its right time. But what he is doing is he's looking for people who are ready to go and to reap and to pick the cherries that are ripe and ready. And from that Luke 10 scripture, it says that Jesus sent out the 72 two by two, and he commissioned them to go to the nearby towns and places where he would come. And he was sending them out and going. So my first point is to look and see the harvest. My second point is to ask the Lord of the harvest to send the workers. And we are the workers. So my question is, where is God sending you? Who is he sending you to? Maybe you need to ask God, is there a change that's coming up? Is there a nation that I need to be in at this time that you are calling us to as a family or as an individual? We need to be asking God, God, where do you want me at this time for your harvest? Where do you want me to be placed? And And then that Luke 10 scripture goes on and it says, you will be like lambs among wolves when you go out to the harvest. And it does require a sacrifice and a cost. And it will, it's not easy to go and pick the harvest. There are moments where you will be ridiculed, or you will, you know, count the cost for speaking and speaking out about the name of Jesus and declaring his gospel to others. There will be persecution, and it will cost you your reputation and maybe your comfort and maybe the things that you enjoy. But he is the Lord of the harvest, and he is calling you to go and to reap the harvest. Can you see that the cherries are ripe and ready to be picked? And in Romans 10, it says, how can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one who they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. And today I'm reminding you of the commission and the calling that God has on your life, that he has called you and sent you to go into the harvest field, to go and reap this beautiful harvest. And some of you are called to an apple orchard, and some of you are called to the cherry farm, and some of you are called to the wheat fields. And each of you, where God has placed you or where he is sending you, is the harvest that you need to go and work on. And he is calling you to go out and to reap a harvest. And I just wanted to encourage you today. And so my prayer is, Lord, would you send out the workers with passion, with fire, and with readiness to go and reap a harvest for your kingdom, Jesus. Amen.